Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi, friends. It's really happening. I'm going to be in Dayton, Ohio, Bick Garden Hotspot, November 20th through 22nd at Wiley's Comedy Club. I'd love to have all 12 and a half people there just to cheer me on. So check out that show. Also, if you can let people know about our podcast, we sure would appreciate it. We'd like to add a good, 1.5 listeners this year, and you can help us make that happen. So thanks for doing that. Now, sit back and enjoy the final installment of the Lost Pods trilogy. Deshay!
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Organic and raw.
Welcome to Cashing In with TJ Miller. I'm Cash Levy. TJ Miller is here again for our third. This is our final installment.
It's our finer installment.
It's the finest installment of the Lost Pod trilogy. None of this is going to make any sense if you don't go back and listen to the first episode of season two. Because what happened was we put together a recording of 1,000 podcasts in a row, episodes, and a lot of cliffhangers were built in. There was a lot of amazing work that we did. It took a lot of time because before every episode, we go into a 24-hour incubation chamber.
And each of these chambers are separate from one another.
Separate.
But they're near each other. Cash, of course, goes in completely nude.
I levitate on a saddle.
I go in clothed with even
in focus.
A parka made of pizzas over me. And then also blinders on, Venetian blinders.
Venetian blinders.
Like a horse with a great taste in interior decoration.
Yes, and at times TJ even goes so far as to wear a Colonel Sanders wig in his incubation chamber just to get in the mood for the podcast.
A wig is a hair hat. It's a hat
made
of hair.
Yeah, a hair hat. A hat made of hair, which reminds me of a triple banger I came up with recently, and I'll burn it now, although we're not going to officially do that segment because we're past it. But top hats, redundant.
Yes, hats always go on top. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, there's no bottom hats. There's no bottom hats.
Bottom hats are toilets.
Yeah, oh, interesting.
I consider bottom it a toilet, hats. And I always come out of the toilet going, well, I just shit my hat.
Bottom hats are toilets, yes. That's why you're here, to listen to this hard-hitting commentary And just to kind of have us break it down for you, our goal for this season is to add at least one new listener to the 12 and a half. We have 12 and a half listeners.
I think somebody's going to listen into your podcast.
I think so. Because
I can see
you know what?
Getting a 13 and a half,
you know,
sort of demographic,
yeah,
as they call it.
There's a demographic out there where there's a one person or maybe two half people that probably would be interested in the show. Now, you know what could really lure them in is if they listen to at least some of the remaining episodes from the 1,000 episode.
Yeah, because it seems like we lost almost 800 of those.
Is that how many he lost? He lost
terrible
strip bars, yeah, a cruise. He lost some of them. He released in the wild. He threw some of them against the wall. Some of them went
through
the dryer.
He didn't release them to the listeners in the wild. He literally released
the
podcast into the wild.
Into the wild. I believe. Did you yell out, "Alive! Alive!"
I think I did.
You did yell.
You did.
That?
You can't remember. You were wasted. I remember that.
Some of them are at his ex girlfriend's house. That was really
still
upsetting.
Trying to get those back.
Yeah,
that
maybe
was especially
those
sad. Especially
sad.
What we didn't expect.
We didn't expect that at all. What about? And some of them were burned in a fire. Are there any others that you could release?
Yeah. Well,
it would just be. Such good. It would be ideal.
Yeah, it would,
I guess,
you know what?
Is what I'm
if
saying.
We're looking for something ideal.
It
I think
would be
we'd
that you
want
could release the
when
rest
you put down 1,000 pods or 999 pods.
Yeah.
You'd love to have a couple released.
That would not be discouraging.
Would not
that
be
would
discouraging.
Be
yeah. It would be.
That
encouraging.
Would not be discombobulating.
Yeah.
That would be combobulating.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would not be disheartening.
Yeah.
That would be.
It would be heartening.
Wet
can,
mud.
Yeah. Can you? Can you hearten us? Can you hearten us by telling
well,
us?
Well, I should also. This is just me not planning ahead, but Halloween was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
Had some candy to give out to the kids.
Uh-huh.
I was doing the ice cream, the Snickers ice cream bars this year.
Most, would you cash, don't you think that's the most?
Best bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't,
Snickers
I didn't
ice cream
buy
are
enough.
Better than the original Snickers.
Yes, better. Yeah.
Yeah,
basically making the original Snickers a ridiculous choice.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Pemberton Battlesticks is actually, that's part of his platform that he's running on.
Yeah.
Part of his campaign.
The ice
is,
cream Snickers.
Let's eliminate the regular Snickers and get more freezers.
Whereas the big cups, the big Reese's peanut butter cups, not
totally
the right
ratio.
Messed the ratio up.
Fucked it for
fucked
forever.
It in the ass. They did.
Yeah, they fucked it
they,
in the
they anally
ass.
Probed the ratio.
They probed it out.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Ryan?
Well,
you're the best producer in the business.
Oh, thank you.
Despite
business,
all these mishaps.
Thanks, guys.
There's a lot of producers in the business. You are the
best. Before you
some
say
of them
that,
aren't even that honest. They'd lose a few episodes and not tell. At least you're being honest about it.
Yeah. So I ran out of Snickers pretty quickly and ended up. I went back through the episodes that we recorded, picked the 100 scariest episodes.
Oh.
And I actually started giving those out to the kids.
Ryan.
God, Ryan.
You used all of our scary pods?
All the scary,
yeah, you should have
the
seen their faces.
Our scare casts?
Oh, the scare casts were amazing.
Yeah, all 100 of them.
What did their faces
episodes?
Look like?
Those were my favorite.
Some were scared, some were confused. Most were
Ryan,
confused.
Ryan, can I ask you something? Two things.
Yeah.
How many people call you Robert? And second thing, Ryan, I want to know, did you eat any of the Snickers ice cream bars? Is that why you ran out of...
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's understandable. I guess
ate
that
two.
Makes
I
little...
ate two. I ate two.
Okay.
Well, then how many did you bought?
I bought two.
Okay. Well, then, okay, that's 100%. All right.
You didn't expect a lot of visitors. And then you had an influx of 100 different trick-or-treaters.
Yeah. Well, I had 102 trick-or-treaters.
Some of them must have been the same.
You're living in a van, so it's just weird that you've got that many.
It's very strange.
I wasn't expecting more than two. That's why I only bought two.
Right. It's a high. Yeah, it's a high volume district under that bridge. Well, okay. All right. That's fine.
All right.
Well, at least so what do you have? Only 100 left that you can.
Well, I think there's probably like. Well, I did lose a couple more. Okay, remember when I went to that ticker tape parade a couple
months
ago?
Yeah,
the Giants,
pictures,
the World Series,
great.
The World
yeah.
Series victory.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were a Giants fan.
So kind of same thing. I didn't plan ahead, didn't bring enough ticker tape, ended up using about 24 of the pods.
Well, you know, it was the Giants. It was a contribution.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you're going to go to a ticker tape parade, bring ticker tape or
bring
don't
ticker
go
tape.
To the parade.
I thought I brought a couple reams, but it wasn't.
You could have brought Snickers, ice cream Snickers bars even. You could even have brought ice cream Snickers.
No, he would have eaten those. All
you
right,
could
well,
just
let's,
use toilet paper.
You know what? We can't lament the loss.
Yeah, let's not even... You know what? We can't get those back.
I think
back.
You've got at least a couple more. We'll talk about it later.
But you know what? The scare casts, that is upsetting. We lost the scare casts.
Yeah.
I mean, those were frightening. Truly frightening.
I wish you wouldn't have lost those. That wouldn't have been upsetting. That would have been setting.
Yeah. When I was labeling those, I was truly terrified. I had to put myself in a straitjacket, which made it hard to jot down notes.
Yeah, it's tough.
A lot of people can't put themselves in a straitjacket. They have to have somebody else do it.
That's
but I'm pretty
you've
good.
Been doing
I
since
can do
you're
it.
In the Bay
yeah,
Area.
I can do
yeah,
it.
That
keeps
much,
me calm. Yeah. 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 Let's move along to essential questions of human nature.
Essentially, this is essential questions of human nature.
You know, a lot of condoms.
That is so smooth.
A lot of condoms are made from lambs, and it just makes me wonder, how do lambs get pregnant? How do they... You know, if they're made from condoms.
From lamb. You're okay, let me just back up. So you're saying lambs are made from condoms. A lot of lambs.
How do lambs get pregnant?
So some condoms, you just said a lot
always,
of condoms.
Yeah.
Some condoms are made from lamb skin.
Right.
And
how
you're
they
right
ever get
then.
Pregnant?
How do they get pregnant?
And also, they must have safe sex. If I were... They must always have safe sex. You couldn't get any transmissible
and
disease
if
you're
they,
a lamb.
If a male
like,
lamb,
I'm already made of lamb. Just
if
fuck
a male
me.
Lamb
fuck
or
me.
Ram,
I'm made of lamb.
Made of lamb.
I am a lamb.
You've said that, okay. Yeah. Before I know you've said that in bed before. Fuck me, I am a lamb. With a lamb, wears a lambskin condom? Is that sort of a cannibalistic sexual experience for them? Like, would you wear a human skin condom over
not.
Your human
I would
dick?
Not. So what you're saying is they can't wear condoms made of themselves. Yeah.
I don't think
that
so.
That would be terrible.
But you're right. It's tough. I'm sure that would get tough.
That'd be lamabolistic.
Lamabolistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is also when you shoot a lamb at an opposing warring faction. Those are your lamabolistics.
People don't really shoot lambs like they used to. I mean, there was an era where, I mean, like it was right after the era where they made statues out of everybody, where they just shoot a lamb at you. And it was
a
gentler, kindler time.
It was a kindler time. It was an
kindler.
Andy Kindler time.
Yeah. It was a kindler and gentler time. Yeah, people don't shoot lambs anymore, do they?
No, it's all battering rams,
mm-hmm.
using a ram to
mm-hmm.
batter down a,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Another essential question, and this is maybe goes to Ryan, he's living in a van. How long do you have to sleep outside before you're homeless? Let's talk about the over-under for things. And does it include car? If you sleep in a car, let's start that way. If you sleep in a car.
All the time.
Are you homeless? Well, you're not homeless if you sleep in your car one night.
No, but if you sleep.
How many nights?
I'd say a month. After a month, you don't have a home.
Okay, a month in your car and you're homeless.
Month is your rent, you know.
What about a van? You're never homeless in a van? Because if you're in a van again, you're never homeless.
A van again?
Yeah, a van again. A VW van again.
What is that?
It's like a
That's
van
the name
with
of the
pop
drunk
top.
Woman from Annie.
No.
This is van again.
It's a pop top where the top, you know, pops up and you can sleep up top and you can stand up in it. It's got a kitchen.
Up in the
you're never house? You're never homeless in a van again. Even
so
if you park it
in a motor home. No, I think you're home. I think you're homeless in a van again because motorhome has the word home in it. Thus, mm-hmm. you can't be homeless. Mm-hmm. Van again just has the word van and then shenanigans. So you're sort of performing all your bananigans. You know, it's shenanigans not to have a home, and you're living in a van.
Yeah,
that's bananigans.
Okay, so you're
it's
not
bananigans.
You don't okay because what.
I think it's a month, even if you're sleeping outside. I think it's about a month.
A month.
Yeah, I've slept
I think if you're under a bridge, I think if you go under a bridge, that escalates.
Even
I think
for
it's,
one night?
I think if you're under a bridge, it's only about four nights and you're homeless. You're just camping out if it's two nights, right? It's just, I'm camping out.
Well, you're saying you lose your home. You go to sleep in the streets. How long, if you don't get another home, how long until you're homeless?
Yeah.
I think it's a month.
I think if you have a car, that's what I'm saying.
I think 3 weeks you're going through a really hard time.
Right. Hard time is 3 weeks. 2 weeks is, you know, I'm sleeping in my car.
1 week is an expedition.
Bouncing back. 1 week's an adventure.
Yeah. 3 days is a sociological experiment.
Right.
And 1 day is my last Thursday. Thank you, K8. You $50 pig. That's a cheap pig. The market price is $800.
Let's move along to tiny opinions. Can we do that?
Though they are, in fact, normal-sized men, they have tiny opinions.
I think that the best size for a group, for a trip, is just two people. I think the more people you add, in fact, any expedition, any fun thing, I think is better just with two. I think every time you add somebody, they add their own craziness to the mix.
And I think with the
everyone
right
worries about each other's
four.
Feelings. There's always some person. No, and four, I totally disagree. There's somebody there. The biggest sort of malcontent in the group dictates what the group does.
If you
does.
Have two couples that get along, it's all about the chemistry. If you have two couples that get along really well, they also can spend and get along with each themselves.
Two couples.
Yeah, then you're in a good situation because you don't have to spend time together all the time.
All right, let's talk about same-sex groups. You know, you say you go to Vegas.
I don't travel. No, I
know, but I'm just saying.
I always, let's say you have an, there's let's say gotta you have a, be a little pussy around.
Let's
I'm
say you
sorry,
have a trip to Chicago with, what amount of friends would make it the most fun to go with?
I think 60, I think 65. See?
I don't believe you think that. I mean, get along with someone so well on a trip when it's just one-on-one. Five, it's just like awesome.
Yeah, or you get tired of each other. Five people can be really good. It's just about the right group.
Mm. I think the least like contented person in a group often dictates what the group does because everyone's worried about how that person feels. And
that
it brings
is,
everybody
yeah,
else
that's
down.
True.
And I've had a lot of evenings or days like that where I'm like, this would be the greatest day if so-and-so didn't bring so-and-so. And now we're all worried about that person's feelings the whole time.
Well, I'm going to piggyback that mm-hmm. tiny opinion by
You're
saying
You're good at piggybacks, too.
Don't. I could do. I mean, I've gone miles.
I believe you.
Tell you, sister.
Did you? Who you piggybacked Edward James almost all the way across the country?
Yeah,
didn't you?
Edward James almost all the way across the country. Oh my God! I apologize to the listeners. If you were paying for this, we would return your money, but you're not, so you can exchange.
And that's
it
a
for
new
nothing.
Story, by the way. Somebody from season one is listening to season one very closely. Is going to be like, "That's not who he. We know he. It was."
No, I did both. I did,
yeah,
both,
did both
people.
Yeah.
When you're having your wedding, don't invite anybody who's not rooting for you.
Mm.
And that's a K thing. She was talking to your friend Shiloh about it. Don't invite anybody who's not rooting for you to really go for it. And leave out, don't invite anybody that you feel obligated to invite who's not family.
Mm-hmm.
And don't invite anybody who's not down to party. And I think unless they have really redeeming qualities, don't invite anybody to a party who won't dance. So there has to be dancing there. But if spontaneously some dancing happens, you don't want a bunch of people
leaning
against the wall, pants to their ankles, hands in the air, at gunpoint. That's not what you want. Dad came home for Christmas. If you know what I mean. And you can't. If you want it to make sense, you say it.
That's my favorite. Right there. I love that. Ryan, you missed it. We were doing a live pod in, I believe it was San Diego. And it was just my favorite moment. Someone like kind of heckled us in a tiny way about something. I don't know exactly what
that No. Somebody, I said something and somebody went, somebody goes, what? Just like yelled it, like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want it to make sense, you say it.
Which I think should be your next comedy special. I think that's what it should be called.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a great title for a comedy special.
That's a pretty good one.
If you want it to make sense, you say it.
It's either that or $50 pig.
$50 pig? Yeah. There's some advantages to that one, too. In any event, yes, the wedding thing, you're right. And, you know, there's a lot of friends that we all have that root against us. I have kept some of those friends because if you're friends with people for a certain amount of time, I think you should be just friends forever. It's not negotiable at a certain point.
You don't have to be BFF, but you need
to
be FF.
You got to at least be available, I think. But there are friends that root against you, and you know who those friends are, where they're kind of in pain. And then you try to avoid telling them good things that are happening because you're like, yeah, they never seem happy.
And here's practical
when I tell them
living.
Something good happened.
Here's practical living in the modern age. If you know one of those people, just right now, send them sort of an angry face or an upset face emoji. Just send them an emoticon that just kind of has a frown. Mm-hmm. And then if they text you and say, what's going on, just don't text back. Just to generally let them know that you're unhappy that you're friends with them.
What about, I know couples where they root against each other, where they have some jealousy. That's insane. Like even married couples.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
If they're in the same industry. I know a couple like comedian couples where it's like they don't seem super happy for each other. That kind of thing. That's a
that
really weird
work.
One.
You don't,
that is
you don't
a terrible
wanna, you
situation.
You don't want to ever be in a relationship with someone who doesn't
you're
want
not
the best
competing.
For you and can't share in your excitement.
Yeah, because it's a game.
And if you're in one right now,
it's a team
you're
effort.
Probably telling yourself, well, yeah, but, and there's no but about that. You're never going to be happy in a relationship where the person is rooting against you or can't take pleasure in your success.
No,
in one of those for a long time.
I make this speech with April a lot where I'm just like, we're a team. And teams don't have this kind of infighting. If we're bickering too much, I'm like, you know, the team can't win if there's this infighting type stuff going
Kate
on.
Kate and I always say to each other, we are the band Bread. And when we break up, we're going to be better friends for it. The fellowship will increase to an absolute maximum. And that's what we do, you know. And then we'll kind of look at each other. We'll drop trow, lean against the walls, hands up, gun point at one another, pointed at one another. And we both say in unison, Dad came home for Christmas. So that's what we've been doing lately. This is K103.6, Wee Wee Miller on the microphone. We'll be playing a nonstop back-to-back bread fest. It's unlimited bread sticks, and by that I mean we'll be sticking in a lot of bread songs over the next 3.5 hours. And here's their next little ditty. What is it, Ryan?
Make it with you.
Make it with you, which is obviously an allusion to fucking. Here we go.
On 102.5, The Rocker. Little departure here. Tim McGillicuddy coming at you. We're going to slow it down a little bit, so take off the dancing shoes and hug her close. We got bread coming at you.
I would love if there was a radio station.
Right before the break in the bread.
There's a... There's a radio station where it's two DJs that just keep introducing each other as the next.
Coming up next, we've got about 5 minutes of Ted McGillicuddy telling you what's coming up next. This is 106.9, The Hawk Daddy Went to Sleep.
And that's Bill Baxter coming at you. On a Friday night afternoon, on a Friday night, on your radio dial, it's and just turn it up and turn it down, or just keep, leave it where it is. But Bill Baxter, he's going to bring it, and he's going to bring it strong.
And this is Bill Baxter telling you, here it comes. We got another 30-second break of bread with Ted McGillicuddy coming at you with the Baxter. They call me BB because I am a gun.
He's got some bread coming at you, and he's going to be buttering it up as much as he can, just kind of laying it down and slicing it up hot. And you might know him as Billy Baxter, but his good friends call him Billy Bob Baxter, and that's what I'm going to call him right now. Coming at you live on your radio dial, here's Billy Bob Baxter.
This is Triple B coming right back at you. We got a little Ted McGillicuddy coming up, but the Bax Man is going to wax, man. And by that, I mean I am taking off in the next break. In the next break, I am waxing off all my body hair. So we can keep it smooth, keep it tight with Ted McGillicuddy coming right up, actually right now.
And I'll be manning the radio dial. I'll be manning the radio dial as I wait for Billy Bob Baxter to just slather it up and shave it off. And that's what he's doing over in the corner. And here I see him ambling over to the microphone, and he's going to take it from here. Here's
this is Billy Bob
Baxter.
Billy Bob Ambler. They call me the Ambling Man.
Slicing it up hot.
Slicing it up hot and buttering it on thick. I am covered in margarine. We got Tim McGillicuddy coming up next. He is completely covered in jelly. And so turn off the telly and turn up your radio dial for a little bit of Ted McGillicuddy. They call him Ted the Jelly Covered McGillicuddy.
Is something making you hungry? My lips are chapped, but I'll tell you this, my salivary glands are ready for your next tasty morsel coming up to you on your radio dial. It's called bread. You can slice it up hot, put as much butter as you want on it. The guy to introduce it is not me. My name's Ted McGillicuddy, but sitting next to me, my compadre, my partner in crime, bring it hot, Mr. Billy Bob Baxter.
Sitting literally 2 inches away from Ted McGillicuddy, it's me, Billy the Too Close Baxter. And we got the bread coming up nice, hot, and thick. It's whole grain and multi-grain, baby. It's going to be a little whole grain for that sweet, sweet brain. All right, and coming up next, it's Ted McGillicuddy introducing bread.
Gluten lovers, take a break.
That's great. That's season two right there.
That's it. They're done getting much better than that.
Just finished season two. Actually, we have something we like to call, it's tentatively titled, it's a working title, even here in season two. It's a working title. We like to call it, some people like to call it Tweedle-Eyes. It's just a working title.
Until they think of a better name for it. This is Tweedle-Eyes.
Yeah. Other people like to call it, you know, some people that have different, like, names for this section. It's just a working title, Tweedle-Eyes. Some people call it...
This is Billy Baxter telling you, coming on up is 6 different versions of the same song by one Cassius Levy. Coming at you.
Some people like to call it, Imagine All the People... Tweeting around the world, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
You haven't said tweet even once.
Yeah, I said tweeting around the world. There's other people. They have different names for it. There's other people. Our house in the middle of our tweet, our house. Don't you forget about tweet. Don't. Okay, there's a lot of them. You know, there's a different, you know, different names for Tweedle-Eyes. But what I love to do is just find T.J. Miller's tweets when he's a guest. It's such a rare thing when he's able to come on the show. But
and
when he comes on the show,
it's
just thank you for being on my podcast. On the radio, I'm looking for TJ's handle here.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to bring you one hot, spicy tweet from Cassius Levy. A day ago, Cash wrote, and I just sneezed and dislocated my toe.
Yeah, that's...
So is that a real thing? And if it's a quadruple sneeze, that's one too many.
Yeah, that's what we discovered. You can only have 3 sneezes before people run out of things to say, and then they should say rude things to you.
Yeah, and remember, the first sneeze is God bless you. The second one is Gesundheit. The third is, are you okay? And the fourth one is a whispered, that's one too many.
Or, you're an embarrassment to your family. I'm looking for your tweets. I want to make sure they're not just retweets here.
A day ago, and I think this must have been during the Giants situation, I have a stromboli in me pocket. Mm-hmm. In and my are just one word. I-N-M-Y. In me pocket. This is most uncommon for me. Were you intoxicated then? Because it sounds like you're sort of a upper-class Irish guy. I have a stromboli in me pocket. And this is most uncommon for me.
I tend to tweet weird things like super early in the morning at the airport. That's where you find me tweeting. And everything seems funny or weird at that time because you're always sort of sleep deprived. And then you read it later. You're like, I don't know what I... But I did have a stromboli in my pocket at the airport. And I did sneeze and I dislocated my toe. So it's all true.
Why did you have a stromboli in your pocket?
I had it from the night before and I didn't finish it. And I fell asleep, and it was like next to me on the bed.
I do that a lot. I keep the food, yeah.
And then it was sitting next to me in bed, and I woke up. I was getting the earliest flight. It was like 4:45 in the morning, and I just wrapped like a paper towel around it and put it in my pocket. And I had a stromboli in my pocket.
And did you eat it that day?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So that was – I've got a good one here from T.J. Miller. Good morning. I've always wanted to fuck at Applebee's. But their appetizer platter is just so damn tempting and time-consuming.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That is.
It's the first thing I want to do when I go in there is just have sex with somebody.
You know, I've always wanted to have sex in an Applebee's in the restroom, but you get there, you think, okay, we'll have sex after the appetizer course. The platter comes, you don't want to leave. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes to eat the entire platter. And it takes me about 3 to 4 minutes to ejaculate, but it just – it hasn't worked out yet.
Yeah. Do you think Panera is at this point just sort of an upscale Hooters?
Panera?
Yeah, Panera Bread. There's some very attractive ladies that work there at Panera. I think Panera is just an upscale Hooters at this point. It should be called Panooters.
Panooters?
Yeah.
I like the word Panooters.
But you don't agree.
Is Hooters just a low-scale Panera?
Mm.
Because
yeah,
those girls are loafing around with a couple of buns in the oven. Coming up next, it's an all-bread weekend. We're doing just bread songs. You never heard of him? Well, Ted McGillicuddy comes. He does, and he's coming right at you.
I'll tell you who grew up not just eating the bread, but listening to it. Mr. Billy Bob Baxter. He may have had a cow in his backyard, but he had some bread toasted up hot in his oven, and he's about to bring it to you and slice it down for you and slather it up with butter.
They say the cream rises to the top, but sometimes it's the yeast with Ted McGillicuddy coming up top.
One more. TJ Miller, my father, I'm ashamed of you. My mother, I'm so proud of you. Me, I'm confused about myself.
I just didn't know. I don't know. You know, it feels like my parents sort of, one's upset with me, the other one's not. I don't know. I've been doing these meaningless memes.
It's hard to get both parents on the same page, yeah, you know, about how they feel about their children.
I've been doing these
time.
Meaningless memes. Do you want to look at some of these?
Yeah, what are they?
There's this one.
Something smells like shit. It's you and your dreams.
Yep, so that's been one. I'm just kind of making these memes.
Have you been making them?
Yeah, I make them. See, here's one.
If you can find me, you're on a farm. And you have like a tomato next to your head or something?
Yeah, yeah. And then
that's a good one.
Let's see. So, you know, you can just look these up. They're on my Twitter.
Okay, I should start reading these. Today is a day to go round and round on the pigs. And you're on a
merry-go-round on a pig.
That's funny.
And then finally,
okay, satellite bonnet, what do you think? And you've got a satellite on your head.
People have been reading it like that. I think it's satellite bonnet, what do you think?
Oh yeah, it's more forceful that way.
Anyway, I've been favoriting my own treats.
I've been
favoriting my own tweets, and that's kind of like masturbating to a video of you masturbating.
Yeah. I like those. So, I'm going to start reading those during our tentatively titled Tweet-A-Lie section. Let's finish up with maskers.
Yeah, let's do it.
Actually, yeah, maskers.
Like 85% of superheroes, this is Maskers.
So let me ask you, Ryan, I mean, just to clarify, there are some pods left you're going to release, right?
I know your guys' theory about how some of the episodes ruin lives. So I took the 50 worst, other than the 12 that I sent to my now ex-girlfriend.
Right.
I took the 50 bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Just terrible stinkers. Episodes. There was one where we just made a noise the whole show. Yeah. You want to recreate that show? Yeah. Me and TJ just went,
That was one of them.
Yeah, okay, good.
That was a good one. That was actually an answer to a Maskers that we did in the beginning of it, which is, what is the worst noise?
Yeah, and we
and we just went for it. Remember the whole episode
was... Looking forward to hearing what people's response to that would be.
So what did you do with those?
Really committed to that.
Well, this is a little weird, but again, I got a little drunk one night, looked up 50 child molesters in LA County, and just sent them those episodes.
To ruin their lives?
That's nice of you.
That's a good use of those episodes.
That's a good use of those.
Yeah.
The thing I'm thinking is maybe you stop... you know, having the podcasts on you when you're drinking.
It seems like a lot of this happens when you're drinking.
Yeah.
A lot of people just have another drink. You seem to be giving our podcasts away.
Or letting them sink in a cruise ship, of which you're the only lone survivor. Yeah,
that's yeah.
I think
these are all fair criticisms.
Yeah,
I mean, the only things
we love you.
We love
having you as a producer.
You're the best producer in the business.
I do. You're the best. You're the best producer in the business. It just seems like maybe this could deter people from wanting to work with you if everything they record never gets released.
He's right though. Yeah. It isn't ideal, but we have two more podcasts.
I think my math is right, and I'm pretty sure it is.
There were 999.
But I was going to actually ask you guys, I don't know if this is weird, but I was kind of hoping to just kind of keep those two as like a keepsake.
In your personal archive?
Keep it in the vault.
On the vault. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I could release them. We could release them.
I just feel like I've done a lot of work. 97 of the podcasts of our 1,000 podcasts run.
Right.
Which was 1,000 hours of our lives.
Not including the 24 hours each in the incubation chambers.
I mean, it took us...
It's not easy to levitate.
It took us a year.
Not easy to levitate on a saddle for that long.
It's almost impossible.
It really is.
I don't know, Cash, what do you think?
Can you release these last three, this lost... Pods trilogy. Could you promise you'll release these?
I promise.
Do you swear it on a mockingbird's heart? A little bird heart?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Okay, great.
That's great. Yeah. That's all I needed. Yeah.
That's actually, yeah. That's a,
just hand to a baby a, bird's
a
heart.
Meme. It's a meme. Yeah,
it's a meme.
I don't know.
It's a meme.
In any event, I think that's fine. You can keep them in the vault. Keep them as a keepsake.
Thanks.
You've earned it.
You did work.
I feel better. I feel good. I think it's time for Maskers.
Let's do it.
We did the Maskers. We got some really good ones. Maskers, this is Sean Kometz, who we always enjoy. Is it ever okay to call a woman's cleavage the Milky Way?
I don't think so. Not ideal. Not if you want to end up actually ejaculating
on her person.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best call.
The Milky Way. Mm-hmm.
It's so gross to describe ejaculate as milky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and my ejaculate isn't milky anyway.
It's translucent.
Yeah, it's translucent.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah, you can see right through it.
Sort of a silly putty type substance.
It doesn't even sort of come out. It just sort of falls to the ground in a clump. And if it hopefully falls on the comics section of a newspaper, then you get a little treat. That's one for the ladies.
Nick Brown asks, can you slip on a banana peel while you are walking on eggshells? I thought you'd like that one.
I don't.
Okay. That was a real misfire there.
No, if you're walking on eggshells, then you're not going to slip on bacon, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean bananas.
Yeah.
And by bananas, I mean bread.
I could do anything for love. Nick Jones says K is the laziest letter. Remember we were talking about K in the first season?
Oh, yeah,
I read this one.
Yeah, and this is funny for
K
Nick.
Is the laziest letter. Knight, no, knife. Is it really necessary to use it twice in kick? K might be the laziest letter.
I think that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was good.
He's right. Kick could be K-I-C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. K might be...
Dick. Some people spell dick without a K.
K might be right up there in terms of lazy letters. Thank you, Nick. I like that, you know, people are listening and kind of getting into it like that. This is one that we both liked. And we like this guy, Adam Nikolich, After the Bull. After the Bull writes, what is the amount of time that needs to pass for nostalgia? Can I look forward to looking back on something?
I think you can definitely look forward as something's happening. If you really appreciate the fun of that experience, I'm sure at the Giants game or when the Giants won, you probably said, I look forward to remembering that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great thing. And right. I think... Nostalgia can happen almost immediately.
Immediately.
I'm really nostalgic already from the bread DJ situation.
It was amazing. Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah, we're coming down from that because it's hard to... But yeah, I felt that way after the World Series, after we were walking. I felt like I was about to cry when we were walking out of the stadium because I was like, that was such a great experience. I'm already nostalgic about it. I know that nothing that's going to happen the next few months is going to match that. And little did I know that I'd have this show.
And then
so
here we are.
Here we are. But here's another interesting thing. This is sort of the opposite of the question in some ways. I hate it when people go, hey, we should do this again. It's like, we're doing it right now. Why don't you appreciate that? You know what I mean? Or I don't
or
like
we
it when friends,
did this.
I don't like it when friends go, we should hang out more. I don't understand why we don't hang out more. We're hanging out right now. You're ruining that, you know, like you're ruining how that feels by bringing up how it hasn't happened before this. You know, if you keep complaining about it, like, you know what I mean? I have a couple friends who are upset with me because I don't hang out as much as I used to. And they're like, you know, this whole kids thing's kind of just an excuse. And I'm like, well, yeah, no, actually, I added two friends to the world, right? There's two more friends
who will die without
exactly.
You.
Two friends who take 24 hours attention to the world. Where's that time going to come from? I'm already maxed out on friends. Where's that time going to come from? It's going to come from the friends on the back end.
Yeah.
The ones that I didn't have a ton of time for in the first place.
The back end friends.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Where's that time going to come from? We all have about the most amount of time we can spend on friends, right? Yeah. We're all maxed out, I think.
I wish I could hang more, you know, but I've got these four kids and well.
I know. That takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of your time.
Got to get them food.
Emilio Hernandez, who has been so nice to help do these worst of episodes, writes, tornadoes, wind that takes its job too seriously?
I think it's confused wind. It doesn't know where to blow. It's spinning in a circle. It's picking up cows and little baby doggies named Toto.
It is. I do think it's confused wind. It is. All right. Last one. This is by Tom, T-A-L-M. Is it appropriate to refer to a mustache as upper lip bangs?
I like that one also. Tom, I gotta know that I think your name is fake. It's just go by Tam or Tom.
Oh, you know what? It's at Good Time Tom. That's the Twitter handle at Good Time Tom.
Okay.
But the name is Tom, T-A-L-M. Is it appropriate to refer to a mustache as upper lip bangs?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a lot more wordy than just mustache.
Yeah, but I and mustache is a cool word, but I do like the idea that these are your bangs. Your face. You should call them face bangs.
Yeah. Face bangs.
Your mustache
I like that.
Is face
love your
bangs.
Face bangs.
Your beard is your face's
I like that.
Body hair.
I love your face bangs. Grant C. writes, is it true Denny's waitresses asking, quote, what can I get for you, hun, first started by serving Attila breakfast? It's kind of spelled differently, isn't it?
I can't believe that they thought of this.
I liked it. I thought it was. I think that's inspiring. We love that, Grant C. We do. Guys, thanks for listening. Girls, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Fellas, ladies, take a break. Don't listen to that 1,099 or 90 other episode. Gluten lovers, take a break. Thanks for coming on my show, TJ.
Thank you for having me. This is an epic three-parter.
Yeah, would you come on again sometime?
Lost Pods. I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't.
I'll try to know.
Yes, of course. You kidding?
All right, buddy. Until next time.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.